Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, I don't know if you were listening to the show last week, but myself and producer Anita were having the chat and we realised just how useless we are. We're completely useless and lacking in the DIY department. I don't know why. We just are, but we got so many texts from lads and girls who are feeling the same. So we thought we would do a little segment where we'd get an expert in to give us some tips on stuff that we should really know how to do ourselves. So we could be more self-sufficient, we could paint our own house, we could change a plug, all that kind of stuff. So I'm delighted to have a painting expert, we're going to call you Keith. Keith Butler is from Butler & Dunn. Good morning, Keith. How's it going?
Hi, how's it going?
You were on the Mullet Mix.
I was on the Mullet Mix, yeah, a month or two ago. Yeah.
A month or two ago, very good. So you're from Butler & Dunn, and how's business?
Business is flying, yeah. Well, COVID was good for us because everybody started painting their own houses.
Yeah.
So we're all getting the rollers and stuff. The painting, my painting company, we were on lockdown like everyone else for nearly a year and a half
mm-hmm.
because we're not necessary, it's only paint like, but people were painting their own houses, so that was brilliant.
Do you ever have to go and sort it out? Like, if somebody has made an absolute ball.
But that was the big thing after it. Yeah, people are coming in and looking around, there's nothing you can do. But it's never too hard. It's only painting and people should give it a go. It's not.
It's only painting. You can absolutely balls it up.
You can balls it up. And like the old saying going, I don't know, you can say it on the radio, you can paint.
What are the common mistakes then?
Common mistakes is when people have a new build, they put the paint straight from the tin straight on raw plaster and then it sits on top of it. It says on the back of the tin you should put 20% mortar in and it soaks in. It's like roots from trees. That'll stop peeling. So you see people's house peeling. It's called a mist coat. They haven't done that, so the paint sits on top. That's the main one we're fixing up, and it's a nightmare.
Okay, so we should really read the tin?
Read the tin.
Okay.
Of all
paints,
anything you're using. I do it. I get a new paint on 25 years, 26 years. I sit down and read the data sheets on everything I use new just to make sure there's no changes.
That's the difference
between
me and
big
you.
Big time, yeah.
Okay, so just for example, Anita was painting her gaff the other day and the woman in the paint shop asked her, you know, gloss or matte or how do you know? Is that just taste?
That's taste for you, yeah. But the shinier you get, the more protection you'll get. Like you can get silk, which is like a gloss on the wall, but I personally think it's horrible. The matter, the better.
Okay.
I have young kids, so I have to go in between. I go satin on my woodwork. Eggshell. I've had no kids. I have matte everywhere. Matte ceilings, matte walls, matte.
Would you?
Yeah.
Just for the look.
Just for the look, but the more sheen, the more protection.
Okay.
But there's good paints out now that are protection that can protect on matte, but you have to pay the money for them.
You have a 3 or 4 year old and a 3 month old.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, well, it's just kids. What do you do?
Flat out. So let me ask you about that because I have small kids in my house as well. And I'm forever getting their little paw marks off the wall.
Yeah.
Is washable paint, is that a thing on walls? Can you buy, I'm going to repaint my house soon. Is that a thing I can go to the paint shop and, you know, get a paint that's
washable matte, and there's different levels of them, but there's loads, like all the brands that have washable mats, Fleetwood, Crown, Acres Hall, and there's so many good Irish brands as well. For the woodwork, you have Benjamin Moore Scuffex, and it's like the army in America use it. It's bulletproof.
Okay, so that's good. So why didn't this new build that I'm in, why didn't they use washable paint?
Because the builder put a price in and the painter probably got bet down on the price, and he's just getting the cheapest stuff and getting it done and getting out looks good.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so the washable stuff is worth investing in if you've small
for the top
kids.
Coat, but we'd never use that as a base coat. You'd use the matte paint, the cheaper paints to soak in. It's better. It's actually better to get in or else get a good primer for the walls, but washable matte all day long, yeah.
Interesting. So I can go to the paint shop, say, look, this is the colour I'm going for. Can you give me a cheap, good matte, not a cheap, but a matte version of it, and then give me a washable
to go
the
over.
First coat.
Save you a bit of money. Exactly. Do all the first coats and then put the washable over to protect it.
That's deadly.
Yeah.
That's a deadly tip. Okay, so talk to me about tools.
Tools. I just looked at my van there, a few essentials. Yeah. Screwdrivers, dust brush.
I have these. You sent me these.
Rollers.
Amazing.
Well, the last time we sent in the little rollers, yeah.
They're
the two fussy blokes rollers. There's a load of other ones like two fussy blokes rollers. But I seen Anita painting on her Instagram the other day and she had a cheap roller. She didn't have one of these.
She's a cheapskate, by the way.
But she should have had them because I sent you a box of them.
I took them off.
You took them off. But the difference, I was saying to her, it was nearly hurting me because rolling and there was the big mistake people make, and Anita said our arms were getting sore. That means you haven't got enough paint on your roller. And the minute you have to put pressure on a roller, it means go back to the tray, get more paint. Because you shouldn't have to do effort. And have a roller pole is the big one. She didn't have a roller pole because that's doing all the work leverage.
She lives in a box. Like, she doesn't need... It's not that big. She doesn't...
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a massive mistake. Load the paint on.
Okay, so the equipment is very, very
important. Is very important.
And it'll probably save you a few quid as well with the paint, because you're not...
Well, we might put it on heavier, but paint and materials isn't the cost of a job. It's your time. Time is money. Yeah. So if you're going to spend... You can get a cheaper roller, it'd be half the price for two fussy blokes. Two fussy blokes would be in the higher range. And there's medium range that do good jobs as well. You don't have to go two fussy blokes around
a
budget.
Okay, yeah. Stop with the plugs now. It's ridiculous with the two fussy blokes.
Two fussy blokes.
You have your cap on and everything. Come here to me now. Do you roll up or down or side to side?
You can roll anyway, but I started a TikTok a while ago, and the trolls on TikTok are just unbelievable. I have to start doing
troll
Thursday.
You're even getting trolled over DIY.
I get trolled trying to give advice to people.
Jesus Christ.
And some professional painter came on and told me that I was rolling from left to right and I should be rolling from right to left. And that is just, it's like you're stirring your tea left to right. Just don't listen to people. Just do what works for you.
Like, get it on.
There's 100 ways to get a job done.
Okay. Mask and tape, yay or nay?
Mask and tape, yeah. That's mask and tape. So there's a few different types. The white one there is just for carpet. Don't put that in that one because that'll stick and leave residue if it's left on too long.
Okay.
So you can get better tapes. Does
carpet okay?
That sort of one for harder. So
what's that now?
This is a... What's this one? Blue Dolphin Mozzie. There's loads, like Access Razor. There's loads of good ones. But the main thing, if you're going over a painted surface and you want to get a line, get a low tack so it doesn't pull it.
Okay.
Because some people put it on and they go, why is it all pulling along the top? Some people tape around the ceiling and stuff and then they pull it and the paint comes off.
Yeah.
And they say to me, oh, what's gone? Because they've used this high tack, loads of glue on it, low tack. You get a low tack and it'll just come off. Same if you want
to
mask over wallpaper, even does a tape for that so it won't rip the wallpaper.
So... Can you, if you go into Woody's or one of these places, can you just ask them, say, look, I want something that's not going to rip the bloody paint off?
Wallpaper, the low tack, yeah. Low tack, they'll all know it. On any good paint shop, any of the independents, they all know their stuff. I go in sometimes, I'm doing this job, and they go, here's a new product for that. Products are always growing. The innovation in painting is unreal.
Okay, you're painting your gaff. How long do you leave between coats?
Whatever it says on the back of the tin.
We're not reading enough, Anita. We're not reading anything. She said she did.
It's important. It's very important. It's a good question. That's why it chips. If you don't leave it, it hasn't cured underneath. So you've stopped. You've put a coat over the middle coat and it can't get out. It can't cure. The moisture can't get over. It can't set.
So it will say on the back of a tin, it will tell you exactly.
Here's the filler even. It'll say what the drawing is. 2 hours, recoat in 2 hours. It just says it on it. It's all there. It's all, your instructions is there. Wow. Really does it for you.
And
most stuff you buy.
Keith, absolutely enlightening, I have to say. You're an absolute legend. You're online, aren't you, on Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram, Butler Dunn, or TikTok. Any questions anyone has, I love helping out, I do.
Oh, you're an absolute star. I don't know where you get the time with three kids.
When they sleep.
And what do you have? Boy, girls? Or,
three boys.
You have three boys?
Yeah, three boys, yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
mayhem.
God.
It's mayhem.
Is it?
Yeah. Good mayhem, though.
Yeah, good fun. Yeah. Is the gaff wrecked with them?
Gets wrecked with them. My wife has a bit of OCD, so she's trying to get over the whole having kids. She's getting better. She's getting better, but they drive her mad.
And what are their names?
Tig, Oisín and Cian.
Oh, beautiful names. Yeah. Fair play. Well, listen, good luck with that. Good luck with the business. You can go and check Keith out on at Butler and Dunn. Amazing stuff. Thanks for that.
Jennifer
Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.